This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You are a member of your household and only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
That's right.
Me.
It's Veterans Day.
Yes, it is.
Yep.
What do you think of Kendrick?
Nathan, I don't think my opinion of Kendrick has any whatsoever.
I think he's pretty much of a weasel myself. But he's an awfully good officer. And in the end, we see eye to eye on the best way to run a Marine Corps unit. We're in the business of saving lives, Matthew. That is a responsibility that we have to take pretty seriously. And I believe that taking a Marine who is not quite up to the job and shipping him off to another assignment puts lives in danger.
Yeah.
Sit down, Matthew. We go back a while. We went to the academy together. We were commissioned together. We did our tours in Vietnam together. But I've been promoted up through the chain with greater speed and success than you have. Now, if that's a source of tension or embarrassment for you, I don't give a shit. We're in the business of saving lives, Lieutenant Colonel Markinson. Don't ever question my orders in front of another officer.
Happy Veterans Day.
That was a little Valentine that Jack was giving the other officer there.
I want you to remember that no bastard ever won a war by dying for his country. You won it by making the other poor dumb bastard die for his country.
It's Veterans Day.
Bingo, baby.
Salute.
Well, that's good.
Now, there's another thing I want you to remember.
That.
I don't want to get any messages saying that we are holding our position. We're not holding anything. Let the Hun do that. We are advancing constantly, and we're not interested in holding on to anything except the enemy. We're going to hold on to him by the nose, and we're going to kick him in the ass. We're going to kick the hell out of him all the time, and we're going to go through him like crap through a goose.
If only they had played that before the Redskins game yesterday.
They might have been a little more motivated.
Hi, Joker. Are those live rounds? 7.62 millimeter.
Hi, Joker.
Hi, Joker.
Full metal jacket. Leonard, if Hartman comes in here and catches us.
Hartman.
Phil Hartman.
Be in a world of shit.
Is there something going on in here? I'm somewhat of a big deal around this base.
David Hartman.
Brilliant.
Good morning, Lisa America. Hartman. Dan Hartman, instant replay.
Left shoulder! Right shoulder!
Mary Hartman.
Lock and load!
No.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right, no.
Mary Hartman.
Order!
I always get her mixed up with Mary Hart.
Right.
This is my rifle! There are many like it, but this one is mine! My rifle is my best friend! It is my life! Get back in your bunks!
What is this Mickey Mouse shit? What in the name of Jesus H. Christ are you animals doing in my head? Why is Private Pyle out of his bunk after lights out? Why is Private Pyle holding that weapon? Why aren't you stomping Private Pyle's guts out?
Sir, it is the private's duty to inform the senior drill instructor that Private Pyle has a full magazine and is locked and loaded, sir!
Now you listen to me, Private Pyle. And you listen good.
Goodbye, Army.
I want that weapon.
Arlie.
I always call
and
him
I
Army.
I want it now.
Arlie Ermey.
That's him.
You will place that rifle on the deck at your feet and step back away from it.
What is your major malfunction, numbnuts? Didn't Mommy and Daddy show you enough attention when you were a child?
he goes on to be on Law and Order. Private Pyle.
That's the end of Private Pyle right there. Vincent D'Onofrio.
Veterans Day.
Yep.
You know, my God, I actually pity those poor bastards we're going up against. By God, I do. We're not just going to shoot the bastards. We're going to cut out their living guts and use them to grease the treads of our tanks. We're going to murder those lousy Hun bastards by the bushel. Now, some of you boys, I know, are wondering whether or not you'll chicken out under fire. Don't worry about it. I can assure you that you will all do your duty. The Nazis are the enemy. Wade into them. Spill their blood. Shoot them in the belly. When you put your hand into a bunch of goo that a moment before was your best friend's face, you know what to do.
Ah, what glorious goo.
Private Pyle, why is your footlocker unlocked?
Sir, I don't know, sir.
Private Pyle, if there is one thing in this world that I hate, it is an unlocked footlocker. You know that, don't you?
Sir, yes, sir.
If it wasn't for dickheads like you, there wouldn't be any thievery in this world, would there?
Sir, no, sir.
Get out! Well, now. Let's just see if there's anything missing. Holy Jesus. What is that? What is that, Private Pyle?
Sir, jelly donut, sir.
A jelly donut?
Sir, yes, sir.
How did it get here?
Sir, I took it from the mess hall, sir.
Is chow allowed in the barracks, Private Pyle?
Sir, no, sir.
Are you allowed to eat jelly donuts, Private Pyle?
Sir, no, sir.
And why not, Private Pyle?
Sir, because I'm too heavy, sir.
Because you are a disgusting fat body, Private Pyle.
Sir, yes, sir.
Then why did you hide a jelly donut in your footlocker, Private Pyle?
Sir, because I was hungry, sir.
Because you were hungry.
What about the key strategy that you missed out?
Well, I haven't the slightest idea what that would be at this time.
What is
well,
the,
I don't know what you mean
Lombardi
by strategy,
gets veterans
and I have no
day.
Idea.
Hey, he was a vet.
Mm-hmm. Was he a vet?
Sure.
Sure.
He had to be.
He sounded military.
Had to be.
Everybody was. Besides, he reminds me of Patton.
It's Packer mania, isn't it?
8-1, baby.
Yeah.
What about the key strategy that you missed out?
Well, I haven't the slightest idea what that would be at this time.
What is
well,
the...
I don't know what you mean by strategy, and I have no idea what they're going to do, if that's what you mean by the strategy.
What about the strength and the weaknesses of the team? Let's talk
well, first. Well, I don't know. First place, if I knew any had any weakness, I'd be, I dare say I wouldn't want to mention them. And as far as their strength is concerned, I've already mentioned
Star
them.
Horning.
What has been the most satisfying experience
Marie.
To come out of this as far as the
well, it's been a very frustrating season. The most satisfying experience is the fact that we're in this thing at all.
Call McGee.
Vince, thanks a lot.
You're I don't care if he's on the roof.
Okay.
Sitting here in my T-shirt.
West Point man.
Shoot.
Okay, one more.
Was he?
Yeah. Thank you, Buzz. You thank you for that. And one more.
It's Veterans Day.
Hey, baby. You got girlfriend, Vietnam? Not just this minute. Yeah. Well, baby, me so horny.
Yeah.
Me so horny. Me love you long time. You pony? Yeah, we might party. How much? $15? $15 for both of us. No, each you $15. Me love you long time. Me so horny. $15 to buku. $5 each. Me sucky sucky. Me love you too much. $5 is all my mom allows me to spend. Okay, $10 each. What do we get for $10?
The art of the deal.
Everything you want. Everything. Everything. You keep playing. Well, old buddy. Playing. Feel like spending some of your hard-earned money?
Yep.
It's Veterans
well,
Day.
Well, old buddy.
The Don and Mike Show.
Okay.
Hello.
That's meant as a tribute.
Hello.
Amen. For those who do serve.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Ah, we are.
Smells like a bunch of farts got in a fight.
Studio Yabiene Yegande.
I'm trying to use the phone!
What is that from? It smells like a bunch of farts got in a
Mommy
fight.
Mommy boobies.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Hey. Way to go. Many happy returns.
Thank you for that, Mike. Here it is again. It
smells like a bunch of farts got in a fight.
God, that was lame.
All right. This okay. would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
All right. A little quiet for Super Jock.
Thank you, Charlie.
You are very well.
Why do you favor rape?
I like rape.
Stop it.
Cha-ching.
Uh-huh. Smells like a bunch of farts got in a fight.
That does it for you, huh?
Smells like a bunch of farts got in a fight.
I've just never heard it before. I don't know what it's from.
Smells like a bunch of farts got in a fight.
Wow.
God, that was lame.
Lisa liked it, too.
I know.
Being careful?
Oh.
It's very important to me because I have genital herpes.
And I don't. Gay sex, whoa.
Whoa.
What glorious good.
Oh, we heard that one.
Looks like baby vomit.
How you doing, Paula?
I'm not happy.
Paula Goldstein.
Here is Big Ed.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
And here we are. And,
well, hi, everybody.
Everybody, welcome back.
Welcome back to the show.
Welcome.
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 The show is great.
What a funny show today.
The show's gonna be funny.
Funny. I want to say hi to Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Phone number, same as it was last week, 877-365-3636. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hi.
Hello.
Here we go.
Hello.
Here we go. Let's start the big momentum.
It's you, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just I'm a veteran. I was in Iraq, and I just wanted to say that.
Welcome home to you.
What's that?
Welcome home.
Welcome back.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I just want to let you know that some of them TV clips you were playing, they might hit kind of close to home for some people. I know they do me.
I bet they do. I mean, I think you're talking about, especially if you're talking about Full Metal Jacket, which was a pretty accurate movie, they tell me, as far as boot camp was concerned.
That's kind of the reason we play them. I mean, you know, for those of us who have not served, our only way of knowing is through stories and, of course, through movies.
Movies, absolutely. And Full Metal Jacket, I think one of the best movies ever done about Vietnam.
Great.
Yeah, I have to agree. Yeah, absolutely. But like I said, some of them clips that you play, they hit close to home in their heart.
As far as the boot camp, is that what you're talking about? Boot camp like Arlie Ermey? What's the one that hit close to home?
No, I'm talking about the guys over in Iraq, the ones that die in your arms and the ones that you can't help.
Mm-hmm.
Did we play the clip like that? We played the sucky, sucky. Oh, you're talking about a Patton, one of the Patton clips.
Right? Well, that too, yeah.
Yeah. I think so.
But, no, I appreciate everything. Appreciate you taking the call and...
We appreciate what you did.
Well, our pleasure.
Happy Veterans Day.
You know, on a serious note, you know, being around these guys on Friday night and you know what you forget? You do forget in a call like that. You forget. I think we forget that we are actually at war, and you've got guys, young guys, old guys that are coming back every day.
Yeah, and I mean, it's ugly.
Everybody I talked to, almost everybody that I bumped into on Friday night at this Marine Corps thing had come back, had done 1, 2, 3 tours. And, you know, they're showing me, oh, you know, I got hit here. And you forget,
right.
I think with everything going on, you actually forget that it's a war. We are in a time of war right
but
now.
But at least unlike in Vietnam,
right.
Pretty much as a society,
yep.
You know, we're not, I mean, we're fighting about the war,
yeah.
but we're not mad at the soldiers.
No.
We're not. We are on the side of the soldiers.
We're on the side of the soldiers. I think everybody says we support the troops, but I do think that with everything that goes on here, at least personally, you know, sometimes you forget. that this is going on because it's become such a political issue. And, you know, well, see, hey, should we be on there?
Everybody can sit there and say that, you know, we have rights to have freedom of speech, and we can do this, we can do that. And then yet it's us veterans that gave them that right to say.
I know. Amen. Amen, my friend. We need you on that wall. I mean, yes, we've said it before. We'll say it again.
Absolutely.
Thank you for your service.
Absolutely.
Thanks for the call.
You. And, you know, the attitude that I got from these Marines that I was around was, you know, just it's like drinking a cup of coffee to these guys. They most of them want to go back. Seriously. Most of them want to go back. And most of them were just I don't know if the word is nonchalant, but that's it. Just this happened to me. I remember when we got a rocket attack, and I was looking at my buddy, and I didn't know whether I'd be a coward when I got over there, and we got a rocket attack, and we both landed. We got knocked out of our bunks, and we landed on the floor, and I looked at him and looked at me, and we were grinning at each other, and then we figured it would be okay. That's the story, and it was just not a brave story. It wasn't a thump in the chest. No, it was just a real story.
I wasn't there, but you could have offered up.
Right.
Hey, you know, one time we were doing the show, mm-hmm. and there was a flood down in the electrical system, that's and true. The board shorted out, and the mm-hmm. phone shorted out, and we went home.
We had to go home.
We could have offered up our brave story, you mean, about that? You mean one time at band camp?
Yeah, kind of like that.
I mean, I can't think of anything heroic we've done.
You of left out the part that when the board shorted out, you and Mike looked at each other and grinned.
That is correct.
And none of the guys that tell these stories, because they're all around other Marines, so they're telling these stories not in a way like, hey, you know what happened to me.
Yeah, it's not.
They're
like,
telling
it's
stories
not
like Phil would say, hey, remember the copier broke down?
Yeah.
It's very, it was very inspiring, actually. It was very cool. And then I gave Carla to all of them.
Before we find out about right. the feasting on her, and I do have to tell you about a dinner that I attended on Saturday night myself.
Yes.
With some very famous local broadcasters.
I heard you were doing that.
My lead story has to be.
Were they recognized everywhere you went?
Everywhere, Mike. The paparazzi were crazy. I went with two high-profile
right. radio personalities.
Mm-hmm. Two modern Marconis.
Wow. That must have been great.
I knew him.
And even better, they were both with supermodels.
Wow.
They were.
Incredible.
Yeah, it was quite the evening, Saturday night. But really, that leads to Sunday. Because Saturday night, I went out to dinner with Buzz and Marsha and Rob and Carrie and, mm-hmm. and Jan and I. We all went out. I'll tell you about that later. Mm-hmm. Nothing really. I was surprised we didn't talk about Rob's vasectomy at dinner.
That didn't come up?
We would have had to have shouted.
Kind of tough to do that when you're cutting steak.
Although, and I'll be glad to get into this with you later, Mike. There was definitely a look into how the Spiewak's relationship, how their marriage has kind of transformed over the years.
Wow.
Odd to see the boy sitting at a table acting like one of us. With his wife.
Oh, really?
You know,
oh, good, yeah.
He used to have that independent, nobody tells me, I'm Rod A, the world's biggest six-year-old.
Uh-huh. Right, right.
You know? Well,
he was kind of above it all.
He's all grown up.
At least that's the way it used to be.
Yeah, she announced to everybody that she was mad at him about stuff that he said about her on the radio, and he just sat there and sliced his meat.
Mm-hmm. Just kind of took it.
Just took it.
Well, he's there.
That's what you do.
He's there.
What can you do?
This was exactly. It was a good night. It was a good night of friendship mm-hmm. and blah, blah. And it went on late by my standards, past midnight. And we had the Redskins game to go to yesterday.
Oh. Yeah, you had a full weekend.
So I said to Jan, who, you know, has time issues, I said on more than one occasion, we got to leave by 10:30.
Right.
It's a 1 o'clock kickoff. That's how bad the traffic is here in D.C. to get to the Redskins Stadium on Sunday.
10:30
to go to what? Is it the 26th best experience in the NFL? Is that what
it is?
How
many teams are there? 30, well, it's the 31st best experience in the National Football League. Yeah. Anyway, so you got to leave 2.5 hours early. All right. And she is just lagging behind. And we both are on that. You know, we had a couple of drinks on Saturday night with everybody.
A little sluggish.
And we got up a little too early. We got to get everything in motion.
Right.
And, you know, there was an equal amount of cranky going out on both sides. Mm-hmm. And I was just like standing in the foyer just with my foot this loud. You know, like a horse count. Like when you say to a horse, count to four.
Have you hit the 10:30 mark by this time?
Yeah.
Ah.
10:30 is come and gone.
Do you ever try the thing where you just you kind of move it a half hour ahead?
She knew. See, she knew.
No,
really.
You say that we got to leave by 10 o'clock if you want to leave at 10:30.
Right. She knew that 10:30.
But thank you, Rob.
She knew that 10:30 really meant 10:15.
Yeah. Oh. Okay.
She knows that. She's already learned this, that 10:30 was the absolute drop dead.
So she knows the routine, so you can't fib about that.
Right. No. So we get in the car, and she's like, what are you so upset about? Are you overtired? And right away, I go, no, I'm not overtired. Not at all. It's just we're running late for the game. She said, I am so sorry. We are exactly 8 minutes later than you wanted to leave. I said, Jan, you don't understand. And really, the entire drive to the stadium, she was subject to my low-key, I'm not mad, but going to speak to you in a condescending voice type of arguing, where it's like anytime her...
Which can be almost more maddening, right?
Yeah. Anytime her voice, like, ah! Like that, I'd say, hey, I'm the one keeping it under control.
Calm and controlled.
Why don't you see if you can try the same?
Was it the usual time getting to the stadium? Didn't catch any breaks, I assume.
No, none. So we pull into the stadium at 11:48, and we're just getting off at Arena Drive, which is where they feed 8 lanes of traffic into 2.
To maximize the convenience for the fans.
And still... I'm not letting go of the fact that...
I'm sorry. Maximize the revenue so that they can collect the money for the ticket.
As ridiculous as it sounds, if we had, in my mind, if we had actually left at 10:15 instead of 10:38, somehow magically that 20, 30 minutes would have put us ahead of this. We would have been on a regular schedule.
You get that mindset.
And she turned to me and she was wearing Redskins clothes, mm-hmm. her Redskins girl shirt. She got the ponytail sticking out of the back. She says, come on, why can't you please... just have a good time. And I said, Janet, I'll tell you why. Now, you know what? I'm not going to get mad. I'm just going to say the issue is time and knowing what's going on. I know what's going on. I'm just telling you. I said, forget it. We'll make the best of it. And as we rolled up, as we rolled along.
This is before the game, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And as we rolled along and traffic going 1 mile an hour, we got up to the point where there's like 8 cops right by that Jericho Church. Good place for a church.
Oh, Jesus is the Lord.
Yeah, right next to where 90,000 people are going to show up on Sunday.
Right.
And it's like that same day the church is open.
No conflict.
So there's tons of traffic, and I say, hey, sweetie, grab the parking pass and give me the tickets. And she says, okay. She leans over. She says, I don't see them here. And I said, you're kidding. And she said, hold on a second. Let me look in the glove compartment.
Yeah, let's look there.
Excuse me. So she looks in the glove compartment, and she pulls out the parking pass for last week's game. And by this time, not a Reddit cop, a Prince George's County cop, and a Maryland State Police trooper are both standing at the door to my car as I'm trying to fumble for the pass. I said, it's in here. We come to the games all the time.
They didn't see your gun, did they?
The guy says, need to see the parking pass. I don't care about the tickets. Need to see the parking pass for you to get in here. I said, I don't know where it is. I guess my girlfriend forgot it at home. And at that moment, I realized that I am the ass of asses.
Is she looking at you?
The donkey of donkeys. I mean, really, like the jackass in Pinocchio, where the boy turns into the jackass.
She turns to me,
and she says, in the very same condescending, low-tone, matter-of-factly voice, with 2 cops standing at our car and 8 million people behind us.
Yes.
All of them, as I would be, honking at the idiot who can't get into the stadium.
Oh, my God.
She turns to me and she says, honey, the list you gave me, right here, it says you were going to bring the tickets and the parking pass.
Oh.
Because you always do.
Oh, dear. What is the issue at this point? I mean, are you going to be able to get in?
Well, here is the issue. No, I'm not going to be able to get in.
Oh.
I forgot the tickets. Janet didn't forget the tickets. You've got 8 lanes.
Wait a minute. What do you mean? Janet, does Janet have the tickets to the game?
No.
You don't have tickets or parking passes?
No, I didn't bring them.
All that way.
I didn't bring them. The whole time I was marching around the house yelling at her to hurry up, I forgot to bring the tickets. So by the time we got to the stadium, when you are to the point of no return, you're in a line that says pass holders only, parking pass holders only.
Right,
right.
You can't get to the cash lot. The cop says to me, well, all I can do is turn you around.
Mm-hmm.
And then for the next 15 minutes, and my apologies to anyone that was trying to get in on Arena Drive yesterday at 11:55 a.m., four cops with those airplane backup light things in their hands going like this, moving cars around with their flares.
The orange flashlights. Yeah.
So that I can turn my SUV around. Uh-huh. Good idea to drive the SUV. So I can turn it around and go against traffic because I'm a dumbass.
And you're going home. The game is done for you.
Absolutely, I'm going home.
You're not planning to go get the tickets and come back.
No. At this point.
Wow, that is so unlike you.
No, Mike, hold on.
I mean, to forget tickets.
It's almost 12 noon. Behind me, I am not lying. And if you were at the game, my apologies. I'm the jackass. not kidding when I say there was an absolute C, like the Boston Philharmonic. Beep, 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 beep. At first, people thought that there was a problem with my car.
Uh-huh.
Like maybe it was a mechanical problem.
Wanted to help.
And then when the cops started saying,
you know, it's a terrible system, though.
It is.
I mean, it's ridiculous. What if somebody's having, like, a seizure or something? I mean, you're screwed. You can't turn around. You can't get out of there.
Well, no, they've got an ambulance. I'll be very fair. The cops were all very nice. And I'm sure they have ambulances in a way to get out. The thing is, on the way to the stadium, there are literally 8 million signs that say, hello, dumbass.
Uh-huh.
If you don't have tickets and a parking pass, don't get on this road.
Right.
If you're going to.
Yeah, but still, even with that, you've got to have a way of getting people out.
Well,
I don't understand how they do that.
Well, Mike, it's 90,000 people getting into about 10 parking spots.
Mm-hmm.
And really, there were four police officers that were stopping traffic and allowing me to turn around. And
anybody say anything to you? Did you have your window rolled down or did you have it rolled up?
I had to have it rolled down so I could listen to the officers.
Right.
And I only started to get really heckled by people when one cop yelled to the other cop, we just got to get this guy to do a three-point turn because he doesn't have the parking pass or tickets. And at that point, all I hear around me is just,
the hell are you doing?
Come on. Like, come on, jackass. Come on.
Yes, there were a bunch of Model Ts around you.
Well, I don't know where the regular
are. The traffic jam.
It was all like
that's,
that. Like,
that's like the worst sporting event experience one could ever have.
Now you got to pile on top of this the fact that Jan, who's been sitting for the last hour and a half getting my low-key burn about details and being time-oriented.
Oh, my God,
listening to you calmly.
As we finally get the truck turned around and we're going the other way, it's now 10 minutes after 12 noon, and as we leave the stadium, we count it. There are 12 miles of backed-up traffic.
Sure.
So, like, the thought of going home, getting the tickets, and going back to the game, out of the question.
Yeah, no way. That's not going to happen. You'll be back there by 3:30.
And, you know, once the original cop gets us turned around and we get on the access road to go back, right as soon as we do the little crossover, like you're going to the Cap Center, another cop comes out and goes like, whoa, 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 you are going the wrong way.
Oh, my God, it's such a CF over there.
So it has to start all over again where, you know, I say, hi, I left tickets, parking pass, everything at home. They sent me back this way.
Uh-huh.
And we got a cop, Corporal, I want to say Dombrowski. Anyway, he was a nice guy. He cracked up. He actually was funny. He said, let me just move a couple of these barricades. And we'll just, because they have reversible lanes.
So you finally had someone show you a little sympathy?
Oh, no. I mean,
with your plight?
It was only the other patrons
who
were not.
The cops were very cooperative.
They kind of did give me that feeling like, you know, what kind of an idiot comes this far and doesn't even check to see.
I guarantee you it's not the first time it's happened.
No. Sure.
Well, first time it happened to me, Mike.
Yeah. I know.
Also the first time it happened to me coming off a morning when I was yelling at Janet about
right.
being late and following details.
You're not looking real good here.
And because I am Johnny Ass,
Johnny Ass.
Johnny Pinocchio Donkey.
It's Johnny Ass.
I actually did have written down on a card, you know, because the way I start every day, I am so ODD.
OCD.
OCD, ODD, ADD, ASS, AYDS, you name it, I got it. I get up every day and I write myself a note. Dress for work. Plan show. Eat breakfast. I mean,
you write a note that tells you to dress for work?
Obsessive planning. It's just details.
Not literally.
Oh, all right. But well, I don't know. I mean,
but if there's laundry to be done,
right?
I write myself a note. Well, on the card, the little notepad that I had in my car,
yes,
I had written down wake Janet by 8,
right?
And I had leave house by 10:15, and I had real big tickets and parking pass in kitchen.
So that's your responsibility.
And I had it circled real big, like, don't forget this, dumbass.
Right. So you got yourself so worked up about her tardiness that you forgot your tickets and your parking pass.
And I was sleepy.
Is that the reason?
And I was sleepy myself.
Sure. Yeah.
Because we had too much the night the day before.
Right.
So that was a fun ride home.
I'll bet.
Because.
Oh God.
And I'll give her credit. She played it the right way. She, on the entire way home, never let her voice get to a certain level.
Right.
Very controlled.
As we were driving the other way, I said, look at all those schmucks. They're never going to get in. You're just looking at the traffic the other way. And she said, oh, well, at least I bet all those schmucks have their tickets.
She said that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then we get going.
Ooh, that's tough.
We get going a little more, and she says, you think we'll be home in time for kickoff? I said, yeah, I'm pretty sure. She said, oh, good. Looks right at me. I don't want to miss a moment. And normally she wouldn't say that.
Right.
That was just a little digger. Just a little dig right. Just get to, boom. Ooh,
so she's working you a little bit.
Oh, and listen, I
and you're taking it because you know you deserved it.
You got to. Yeah.
I deserve it. I was Johnny Ass.
Oh boy. Mm.
And because the Redskin Stadium is halfway around the Beltway, it really couldn't be any further away from us on the Beltway.
Well, wasn't it built really to be far away from everything?
Sure. Yes. On a circular road.
It truly was.
So it must have seemed like a much longer trip even than it actually was, and it's a very long trip to begin with.
Coming back.
Did you make it home for kickoff?
Yeah, we made it home like at 12:30.
I wish I could have captured the tone I got from you when you called me at 1:45.
Did you have a little hair of the dog?
No. I would have.
When you got home, I was wondering if you had a little
hair.
No,
by that time, I was,
not interested, huh?
Here's the deal. Although the weekend ended up being just fine. When we got home, it was that deal we walked, and I said, well, I guess we can watch the games now. And I turned around and said, hello. And I hear from upstairs a door shutting.
Oh.
So,
she had already made her way inside.
She's gone.
And was already upstairs.
Really? To bed. What a day.
Although, I just have to say that for some reason, everything did work out.
Well, that's good.
Equally, and I'll tell you why, that on Saturday, for whatever reason, Janet was being a bit of a handful.
Uh-huh.
Just about, again, it was issues about like.
It's a very nice way of saying that.
Yes.
That's a good thing.
Well, I don't know how else to put it. Except that
she was a little needy. Are you saying that? Or
no, it was now we're going to go to dinner. Rob and Carrie are coming over at 6:45.
Right.
We're going to drive down in tandem because that's the shorter way for Rob to save gas. And then we meet Buzz and Marcia down there.
Mm-hmm.
And about 5:30, Janet was sitting at the kitchen table and she just started to get tears in her eyes. And I said,
oh dear.
I said, what's happening? And she said, I'm just nervous about this tonight with these people. And I said, why? You know Marcia. You went to some craft fair on Saturday?
Yeah, during the day. Sure. Had a great time as far as I knew.
Right. I said, so you know Marcia, you know Buzz, you know Rob, you know Carrie. And then she said, well, these are big shoes to fill, meaning Frida's shoes. Mm-hmm. And I kind of understood that.
Right.
And we talked about it a little bit. And then we started to get to, I said, you know, this is where you get killed by having a discussion with, I won't say a chick, I'll just say with a person. But when you're up against the clock, like Rob and Carrie are going to arrive at 6:45.
Mm-hmm.
We started having this discussion at 5:20. When it got to be 5 till 6, I said to Jan, really, we just got to stop it now.
Right.
Because we got to get cleaned up.
Yeah. Sure.
Because it's 5 till 6. And she said, it's always about the time thing with you. I'm like, no, it's not. If you would have told me.
I always love the way you say that, too. We need to get cleaned up. That's how you say it, isn't it?
That's how we say it in the Midwest.
We need to get. Is that a Midwestern thing?
I believe it is.
Because it sounds like you've been like wallowing in slop all day or something.
Always said that too.
You know, so you got to jump in the shower.
Yeah, that's what I mean. We both have to get cleaned up before we're going to go out to dinner and jump around. Anyway, I thought that she was behaving a little oddly and didn't say anything about it.
Right.
And then we got home after we had dinner and. She was just a little hinky with me, and everything was all right. And then Saturday, I was like a little hinky back because of the whole thing Saturday night. And then the
you mean
thing...
Sunday, you were a little hinky back, right?
Well, no. Saturday night, I was hinky. She was hinky with me. Sunday morning, I was hinky back.
Right.
Then there was the whole BS with the Redskins thing. And then about 6:30 last night, she came into the room. I was watching television in blissfully. Watching the games with the surround sound, and she came in and she said, "I want to tell you something." And I was like, "Oh, you know, you think that when
you think something horrible is coming?"
Can't I go, "Yeah, what is it?" I said it with more enthusiasm than that. I was like, "Okay, what is it?" Uh-huh. But that's what I was thinking. You know, what now?
There's some big shoe dropping.
Right.
I pause the game, and she says, "That gremlin that was inside of me yesterday, it's gone now."
Oh, that's good. Got past.
Well, that's nice. Then there's closure. Nice? Yes. Then there's closure, and you end the weekend that way. And no matter what crap happens, you can just just curl up and watch a little football with your lady, and everything's cool.
Also, we did. So everything was fine. So, you know, I was a bit, but all things being equal, I was the biggest jerk of jerks on the way to the game, and then I was just so incredibly rude and embarrassed and. Well, I was trying to turn the car around, you know, it was doing this thing where it was like, I said to Janet at one point, she said, why don't you just turn off the nav system? Because the thing was saying, at the next available exit, I said, because.
Cancel guidance.
Because I got to stop the car to do that. And I don't want to turn everything off. Just let me do what I'm doing. And when I broke out into this just absolute. Killer, like Albert Brooks broadcast news sweat.
Wow. It's the pressure.
Yes.
Having everybody staring at you, I can't think of any other pressure.
Right.
That's exactly what it was.
It's like stadium stuff, you know, when people are standing in back and you can't go.
I swear to Christ, everywhere I look, it was someone that was mad at me. And I know because I've been the other person and I've been in the car and looked at that person and said, what kind of stupid ass does this?
Right.
And then I know as I was pulling away, everybody was looking like, goodbye, dumbass. You know,
have a great afternoon.
Wow,
nice.
You stain.
Nice rims, douchebag.
Could you get a small? And you had the big car.
Yeah.
Easy to maneuver.
Oh, God.
Unfortunately, I didn't drive my Prius yesterday, Mike. So I was.
you didn't bring your Cooper Mini.
I was out of luck. So that was it.
Wow.
That was good. Although Saturday night, like I said, we should discuss this when we come back because. The dynamic of the SPIWACs has totally changed.
I'm interested. By
in my humble opinion,
I'm interested.
You've been out with them before.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, a few times, quite a few times, as a matter of fact.
The
dynamic is always Rob. The way you were mentioning before, the vibe I would get is Rob. Did he sit next to you?
Yeah.
God. God.
Did you have a good time?
It was very nice. Yes, very nice evening.
I want to tell you something. I went out of my way to make sure that every conversation was not Rob and I goofing on somebody.
Good.
No, it
I
went
mean,
very
really,
well.
You would see me on many occasions when I certainly could have said to him, and you know, damn you.
Yes.
Damn you for pointing out that table of five incredibly fat women sitting at the table.
If I didn't.
What was the seating? Was it? It was you, Rob's wife next to him.
No, me and Don at the first table.
No, let me see if I got it. All right, you guys have one giant table, right? One big table, middle of the pond.
Right. Six people.
It was Don. It was Janet, Don.
Yep.
Rob.
Right.
Carrie.
Right.
Marcia. Buzz.
Almost.
Buzz
right.
Next to Janet.
Nope.
No.
Marsha next to Danit.
Right.
You
right.
next to Carrie.
Right.
All
right.
He was between his wife and Carrie.
Uh-huh.
So you sacrificed yourself for the table.
Well,
for
no,
the dynamic of the table.
I don't think there was any sacrifice involved. We all had a very nice time.
It was Mike, you would be amazed.
Yes.
I mean, you would be proud of me socially that I did not do what I normally do, which is just revert to a one-on-one where it's just Rob and I and everyone else.
Well, that's perfectly cool when we go out, you know, for work. That's the way. In fact, that I wouldn't have it any other way. It's but there's always a slight different dynamic when
sure.
We're out with the ladies.
Well, I was really set to show, and what an amazing sacrifice is, show that like I could sit through dinner without Rob.
Amusing you.
Without Rob drawing a picture on the napkin.
Right, exactly. You know, Rob being your personal jester.
Right, so we were having regular discussions. I mean, mm-hmm. we're talking about Rob's wife working and his kids growing up, and Janet's talking about something, and Marcia's, and Buzz is talking, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden, excuse me, in the middle of, Robbie.
Yes.
In the middle of all of this, so there's all of this discussion going on. Rob says to me, he pulls me aside and he says, come here. And I said,
come here.
I said, we can't. Yeah. Right away I said, we can't do this. And he said, no. I want you to just look at something and I'm not going to say anything else. And I said, all right. There was a table of women wearing formal gowns. Yes. Many of them, one of them in particular, a backless gown.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And
yes.
This chick had to weigh over 350 pounds.
Wow.
Easy.
And she was,
really?
She was put into a dress maybe for a woman that weighed, let's say, 300 pounds.
Very wow. soft. So some extra flour in the sack?
More so than that, when the backless dress had been zipped or attached or stapled or whatever they did, the back fat had formed sort of like a back ass
and spilled over.
Oh, so in the center of her back is the crease with both sides of the fat.
And I problem. Noticed it out of the corner of my eye, and it was all I could do not to stare.
Here's the problem. We were to the point of the conversation where I don't know what ridiculous. We were talking about Bruce Springsteen's album or whatever, and I'm actually talking to people, uh-huh. and Rob is just looking at me. He's sitting one foot
waiting.
just looking. Finally, when the conversation bounces to someone else, I look at him and he says, I don't want to make a big deal.
When you get a moment.
But look over there and tell me if that doesn't look like that's a human ass on that woman on that woman's back. Now, as soon as I saw it, of course, I mean, I swear to God, it was an ass.
Yeah.
Now, I didn't hear that, and I didn't know what you guys were talking about, but I did hear Rob say at that point, I'll give you a quarter if you'll poke it with your finger. And again, I
he
don't know what
he never did.
I figured, okay, it's some inside joke. I have no idea what they're talking about because these women are at a table behind me.
Right.
And then about, I don't know, 15 minutes later, I just happened to turn around, and as soon as I saw this woman, I got
you
the
knew
joke
what they were talking about.
And burst out laughing.
It was a silver gown. Every drop
were there
silver.
Any males at the table, or
no,
was it all ladies?
Like ladies' no. night. Yeah.
Just five beautiful ladies.
In gowns.
Looked like the cast of it's Beauty like, Shop.
And then there's a lull in the conversation, and Janet leans over and says, what did Rob say that was funny? Now, she was not, you know, busting balls, like, what do you do? She's like, what did Rob say that was funny? I said, you see those women over there? She's like, yeah. I said, don't their backs look like asses? She said, oh, that is so mean.
Oh, no.
See, that surprises me. I told the same thing to Carrie and got a great laugh out of her.
Right,
so,
right.
Yeah, Carrie
exactly.
Carrie was into the making fun of people.
It was an amusing sight.
Yeah, but they couldn't stay for long. They had to leave. Uh-huh.
They had to vacate?
Yeah, before, I think we almost shut the place down.
Did they have dessert?
I'm sure, as a matter of fact, I know they did. Remember the size of the piece of cake that was brought over?
Oh, my God, yeah. A cake, really, that feed the children. You could feed every children in the world, every child in the world. You could feed every children
feed
in the
every
world.
It really looked like it should have been under display at a diner, and other slices could have been taken off it.
Well, see, that's fine. That's good. That's good, solid fun.
Yeah. But I noticed a lot of interplay between the Spiewaks and a lot more of it used to be Rob was large and in charge.
Now I'm just large.
So what are you saying? Was he paying attention to his wife?
I'm telling you that she not only controls the flow of conversation, she was pretty much telling us what a loser Rob is.
Wow.
In a nice way.
In a nice way.
It was a delightful way.
She was poking fun at you.
Yes, she was. At my back, poking fun,
and he was enjoying it.
And, well, it was odd to see him like this because I've never, you know, I've always only heard it one way. I've only heard.
Well, that's the dynamic, and that's the thing we'll never talk about. We can never do that. We can never really make that public, the way we all behave about our significant others around each other. We can't do that. Can we keep that? I know that
there is that, but then there is the behind the scenes where I'm telling you there really has been a shift.
Well, that's even behind the scenes, not on the air. I'm saying behind the scenes it's even worse. It is what we do. It's the game we play.
No, but I'm telling you that in real life, where you used to go out with this couple.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about with him.
And Rob was the leader, and Rob kind of.
She also kept up with the drinking, and that contributes.
Rob generated where the conversation would go. A lot of times, Carrie would hijack the conversation and move it in a way that was, well, God, may I say this? It was very Rob-like. Sometimes what she did to you.
She's a pro. She knows how to talk.
Sometimes it was very Rob-like.
She kind of shut him down? Is that what you're saying?
She shut him down on more than one occasion.
Like he'd go off on a tangent or something and she'd try to nip it in the bud? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I mean, she
knows how to talk.
She has finally discovered one of the lad's many Achilles heels, and whereas I guess before she used to only use them in private, now she sits at the table and she just says openly, these are my weapons, and if you are going to say something that I find distasteful, I'm going to say something about you.
So if you Rob would crack wise, as they like to say on Carrie occasionally, and you're saying now she fires back without any hesitation.
Throws it right back, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Of course, with me, it's
you're
fun.
Comfortable with that, though, aren't you?
Bring it on. My skin is pretty thick. After all this, all these years, 10 years of marriage and 14 years of this.
No problem.
Yeah, bring it on.
Good.
It's just an interesting, a softer side of Rob to see.
A doughier side.
To see that the big, boisterous man about town is really super pussy whipped now.
Really?
Yeah.
Super pussy whipped.
That's good. That's good for you.
And maybe not just now, maybe all along.
Yeah, all along, and now it's just coming to the surface.
No, I think she's fighting back now. I think the fact that she now speaks
hold
out.
Hold it. She doesn't fight back in that way. Verbally. Yes. Oh, sure. Let her talk. Good for her.
Verbally, the fact that she will just discuss you or discuss whatever situation. She is pretty upfront and honest about every single situation.
Very open.
Yeah, she brought up some of my shortcomings, I suppose.
Would care to share any? You guys are like talking in it. This is the greatest code discussion I've ever heard in
my
life.
The one that comes up a lot is she thinks that I don't do enough around the house and the taking of the trash out.
Oh, that's standard. Was there anything meaner than that?
With Carrie, it took 25 minutes.
Well, there's a lot of mean stuff like about how awful he is with money.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. She didn't bring up the microphones.
Oh, it's all implied.
No.
No, you need to say it.
No, huh?
Need to say it,
Mike. I mean, for instance, when she's sitting at the table and she says, "Oh, well, you should be married to someone like my husband. Well, we've got two kids, and who knows what they're going to do for college, and who knows even, for goodness sakes, if our rent's going to be paid next month. But I do know that we do have a beautiful 4897 microphone that was once touched by Gene Rayburn that Rob had to spend $1,200 for. Incidentally, our rent every month is $1,900, but it's been $1,200 on a microphone.
Wow.
Let her talk, because you know what? I've got the microphone. Words won't take that away.
Wow.
It was funny.
She's been giving you grief about the microphones for years.
Oh, yeah. Right? Well, since it began. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because, you know, she doesn't spend any money.
Right.
At all. Never on anything.
Never.
No, not clothes or
you
anything.
Used to mention trips to Tarjay.
Oh, God. And, you know, we live so close to
one
now.
Can I tell you something else about Carrie?
Yes.
Rob also got a pained look on his face whenever Carrie would mention that she's working now. And that she's working, well, she works almost 40 hours a week, right?
It seems like it.
Yeah. She's back in the workforce?
Yes, she is. She's a greeter at Walmart.
Hugs are great.
Takes you 40 minutes to get in.
Welcome, everyone.
And every time that this would be brought up, it's just funny to watch him just, it was like he was on one of those chairs that had a lift. And every time Carrie had mentioned it, Rob would just go down a little farther in his chair.
She loves it. God bless her.
Yeah.
She loves to work.
The job empowers her.
She loves her job.
She does.
Is she back doing the map making thing?
No, she's actually in retail.
Okay.
She's having a blast.
Okay.
She's doing well.
Yeah, lots of hours out of the house.
And he's got to watch the kids a lot more.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
so this
fine.
Is this a recent phenomenon?
Yeah, she took the job, I guess, what, 3 or 4 weeks ago?
Oh, this is brand new.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. You are you okay with it?
Absolutely.
Why are you laughing?
Because it was like sitting at the table with Marlo Thomas on that girl.
That, you know, that's a really good comparison. Sunshine, daisies, snowflakes.
She get discounts?
Carrie, because, who knows?
Because the
oh,
thing-
come on. Like, you don't know the answer to that.
Yes,
like, you
does.
Haven't asked that before she even went to work
yes,
there.
She does.
Jesus
Rob
Christ.
Has the look on his face. Carrie has been a stay-at-home mom for 6 years now.
Yeah, since Julia was born, yeah.
So now she's back out in the workplace, and she's talking about how after a long day of work, hey, her feet hurt, or she's tired after a long day of work. And when she's saying this, while everyone else at the table is nodding, like, I look at Rob, and Rob's eyes are rolling as if, because now here's what's unsaid, which he would have said before, he doesn't say now, you know, hey, hello, I work for a living. I've been working 40-plus hours a week my whole freaking life.
Right.
But now he sits there and he's, yes.
I did say one thing, I believe, at dinner.
What did you say?
I said it cuts into nap time, doesn't it?
I do remember that. So the alcohol was flowing okay?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right. All right.
But I occasionally throw it back at her. I'm
did it get
totally...
uglier as the alcohol increased?
He offered less resistance.
Mm, exactly.
Well, just sort of took it.
Once the alcohol comes, you know, you've got another friend.
You have a friend.
Right, exactly.
There's a friend in front of me in a pint glass.
Anyway, was,
hello, friend.
It was
you
funny.
Don't talk back or take a joke.
Was our friend Tommy down there?
Sure was, yeah. You effing guys.
Yeah, you guys.
You effing guys.
He's a good one.
Uh-huh.
And he actually did a little shamrock-type leprechaun dance for us.
Yes, he did.
As he led us to our table.
Oh, good for him.
And, he has two jokes that, you know, he'll stop by right before dinner, tell a joke.
Right.
Right before dessert, tell a joke. He's
yeah, he
best.
Does the thing where he stands at the table when he seats you, and then he comes down, like, towards the end and pulls up a chair.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
I love
it's
that
the best.
Drill.
It's the best.
He's the best in the business.
It was great.
They should have seen Rob and Carrie. That's all I'm saying.
I'm still trying to. So it's basically you're saying that Rob is pretty much handled by her, and that's a change because you've socialized with them a lot more than I have.
The word was coined by Oprah, and I believe the word is empowered.
Exactly.
She's empowered.
Very
now.
Much
Carrie,
so.
Carrie is. Yes, Buzz. Would you not agree?
By her job, especially. Yeah, very much so. I would agree.
And she's Rob, she's a new woman,
and on many levels, Rob is very troubled by that.
Yeah. Yeah.
It'll wear out. You gotta let it settle, Don. What happened is the rock has been thrown in the puddle of our marriage, and we gotta see where the mud settles. Right now, it's all
muddy.
But it's gonna be, hey, you know, it's gonna be better for you when you get the big V. And that didn't even come up.
But no, yeah, the vasectomy. You
not
know why?
All.
And I was gonna bring it up on the way home, except the way home was pretty much just devoted to let's talk about Rob time.
Ah.
I mean, but not
Rob's shortcomings?
No, but yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
See, I missed all that, of course.
Rob, how did you feel after all this? I mean, are you a beaten man? Are you down? Or?
I'm the same as I've always been.
Yeah.
I mean, what am I going to do? I know how she feels, whether or not she says it.
Right.
Can't hide that.
How does she feel?
Fuzzy.
Fuzzy.
Warm and fuzzy.
She's thrilled with him.
Sure.
She's thrilled
bliss.
With him.
Bliss.
And wouldn't you be?
Of course.
The word is bliss.
Of course. It's wedded bliss.
I don't even think I got to turn the radio up the whole way home.
Wow.
Rob was sitting in the front seat, and the gals are in the back seat.
Mm-hmm. And highly entertaining, though, right?
Oh, my God.
Carrie and I have long, long talks trying to find a fault with me, and we never can come up with one.
Just can't find it.
But the joy is the search. What about that? I said, no, 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 you're not like that. Of course not.
But you had to be pleased that the vasectomy was not brought up once during dinner, huh?
Fine by me, absolutely.
And I forgot that was going to be the first thing I said to the manager of the restaurant, Tommy.
Send over the special cake.
That's right.
Send over the specially shaped lobster. Uh-huh.
Well, it was a good weekend.
Oh, absolutely, and a great dinner.
A good time had by all.
It
I might
was.
Have to thank you because it was a gift certificate you gave me that we used for dinner.
That is correct.
Thank you, Mike.
Well, my pleasure. I'm glad you enjoyed it. I'm glad you went down to that place. That's you know how I feel about Tommy. He's a good guy.
Got a break right here, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.